Welcome to The Point for March 3rd. I'm Lauren Dazensky, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. As we enter the one-year mark for the COVID-19 pandemic, CDC officials are urging leaders to hold the line on public health requirements. Yes, the vaccine uptick is good news, and cases are generally trending down, but health officials are telling leaders to not get complacent and not relax restrictions for just a little bit longer, which is what makes this news out of Texas so head-scratching. Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced that starting next week, the state's mask mandate will be no more. He is also allowing all businesses to open at 100% capacity beginning March 10th. The why here has less to do with herd immunity and more to do with politics. After all, cases in Texas actually increased by 5% over the last 2 weeks, according to statistics from Johns Hopkins University, and fewer than 7% of Texans are fully vaccinated. Again, let's stick to politics. Abbott has his eye on two races, starting with the 2022 re-election campaign for governor and ultimately the possibility of a bid for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. Abbott knows that the key to victory in both is to make sure the Republican base, which remains very loyal to former President Donald Trump, knows and likes him. Recently, with the pandemic wearing on, the Republican base has begun to chafe at Abbott, convinced by the former president that mask wearing is some sort of an assault on their freedom rather than simply a public health measure. While Abbott could face a primary challenge come his 2022 re-election, his sizable $38 million campaign war chest and the power of incumbency means it's still his race to lose among Republicans. But then there's the benefit of the national spotlight. Republican governors like Kristi Noem of South Dakota and Ron DeSantis of Florida have touted their light restrictions on COVID as a way to drum up support on the national stage, and potentially even a base of support for an eventual presidential run. After all, 2024 is just around the corner. So let's get to the point. Texas Governor Greg Abbott knew rolling back the mask mandate in his state would turn heads and get on the radar of Republican voters both in Texas and around the country. And that is The Point for March 3rd, 2021. Thank you for listening. For more updates throughout the week, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it every single weekday on Google Home or Amazon Echo, or subscribe on Stitcher or Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.